Hey, good morning. 8:45.
The heck? Oh my goodness. You've got to be... Hunter, hello?
Hello?
Hunter.
Come on.
Are you playing video games right now?
Oh, wait. Oh. Hang on.
What's up?
Were you just playing video games?
Are we on the air right now? You can't even wait till after the show.
No.
Wow. You have a problem.
No.
You have a problem.
Oh, God.
Wait, we're on the air, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on the air, you dick.
Come on. You have one job.
It was Fast and the Furious. I was not playing games. It was Paul Walker.
You know what I'm really upset about? It's not that you're playing video games. It's that I don't get to play video games right now, okay?
Come on, man.
That's what I'm mad about, that I'm stuck in here. Can I hook something up to the TV in here, Kiki?
No.
Well, come on.
Hunter, you should not be playing games during the show either.
Damn it.
Come on now. Right, be a professional.
Right. I'm going to hook up. I'm going to get one of those little Atari things and hook it up to the TV in here. It'll be fine.
Kiki, just play Bubble Witch on your phone in between.
Can I do it? Can we do it like my mom did it to me when I was a kid? She made Nintendo bucks, and she would give me like three Nintendo bucks, and I would give them to her.
Yes.
So like each buck was worth like 20 minutes.
I promise you, I will make Nintendo bucks for your games if you complete the following tasks that I email to you today.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so he's got to do stuff, though, right?
Yeah, well, he has to just do his normal job, but maybe this will entice him to do a little bit better job.
You're never going to get any Nintendo bucks. Sorry, buddy, you're screwed.
All right, sounds good.
There he goes, and he's off.
What vehicle are you racing right now? Which one do you got? The Subaru?
I got the Subaru Impreza.
Ooh.
Man. It's maxed out.
I like it.
What kind of cars can you pick from?
I think they got like 700 different cars.
They got Mustang?
They got everything, Kiki.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe that's what I should get you as a racing game.
I love racing games. Yes.
Maybe we'll do
Cruise in USA.
Oh, God.
Here's what you need to do. You need to get this. I got this Logitech wheel for it, and it changes the game.
Yeah.
That's cooler.
That is cool.
I'm going to ask you a serious question. Would you mind if I invested in an actual Cruise in USA machine?
And we put it in the
spare bedroom.
Yes.
Cruise it! Great game.
I loved it too as a young man because you always enjoyed the end of the race with the chicks in the bikinis.
Oh, they do. They bounce. It's a little pixelated, but it's
pixelated boobies are still boobies. That's right.
Yes.
All right. So if anybody has a line on a Cruisin' USA arcade machine, I am interested.
I am very interested in that.
Let's just set up a whole arcade in our basement.
That would be kind of cool. We do like to do that. We're a fan of finding bars that have arcade games in them, and we just go to town.
Boy, they're so expensive, though.
They are.
But
it's worse than the casino.
No joke. Those pixelated boobies are going to cost me big, man. All right, well, Hunter.
Hey, they got a machine there, though. Unlike if you put a dollar in, it gives you money back, so you win every single time.
You win every single time.
Oh, is that what you've been playing?
Yeah, I just keep putting money in it. It keeps fading. It's unbelievable.
All you do is swipe a card and money comes out. It's the easiest game ever.
No wonder your mom gave you Nintendo bucks instead of real money.
He is not good with finances.
He is definitely not good with real currency.
All right. Well, take a break from the game real quick. We got to do dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's dumb vocabulary with
Brock. I said turn the damn game off.
Oh, okay.
You son of a bitch.
I hope your Subaru catches fire.
It's godly. With you in it.
And there are no pixelated boobs at the end of the race.
You'll get none. All right. It's time for your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, Subaru Insurance.
You don't have to go see him. We usually say go see him, but, you know, give him a call.
Yeah.
He's mobile. He'll pick up.
He sent me a quote, right? He's just like, all right, what email do you want me to use?
Email,
I get it to you, right like that. So.
Phone call. You can deal with him over the phone.
Things are crazy right now, but he is still there to make sure that all of your stuff is covered and you're insured. So go see him, Chris Thompson, or go email him. Chris. God, that was all over the place on that one. That delay got us on that one a little bit. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Oh, man, I want to use that one because it's really good, but I got to edit it. I can't say it. No. Let's do
All right, while you're looking, while you're looking.
Has the lobster been here this whole time?
I got one for you. Pause the game.
All right,
pause
it?
The game.
All
right. Your dumb vocabulary for today, snug tug.
Oh, a snug tug.
Why is it? Why does this sound like something you could sell on TV?
Is it when it's so snug in there, it actually ends up kind of tugging it? No. Ugh, that sounded... I really wish I wouldn't have said any of those words.
Not only 1995, get the snug tug.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
Kiki, what did you just say?
No, I can't say it again.
No.
I kind of threw up a little bit in my mouth when I, because as I was explaining it, I kind of was picturing it.
When it's so snug.
I'm thinking of like really tight blue jeans. Sometimes men wear really tight blue jeans. Oh, and maybe it's so snug in there that it ends up giving it a little tug. Does that make sense?
Like Garth Brooks?
I'm visualizing it. I don't want to visualize it, but I can. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, do you have a guess, Hunter? Snug tug. The name of our new boat. Video games. Hard out.
Snug tug. No, you are so far off.
Okay.
Uncomfortably far off.
Okay.
Snug tug is when you masturbate while wearing a snuggie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, hang on.
But no one calls them snugs. They're snuggies.
Let me go get my snuggie.
All right, fine. Snuggie tuggy. I mean, that's too
snuggie,
easy.
Snuggie tuggy. There we go.
Wait, Hunter, are you going to get your snuggie? I know Hunter has one.
Oh, my gosh.
I could multitask.
Gross.
Example. Now that it's colder, it's perfect weather for a snug tug. Or how about this? I got real sweaty doing a snug tug.
Ew. That's not. I feel like that's not an appropriate attire because, one, you wouldn't want to get anything on it. And you definitely don't want to get sweaty in it.
You can wash it, though. It's a cleanup blanket.
It's a lot of washes.
It's a cleanup blanket right in front of you.
Hey. Remind me to never put on your snuggie.
Yeah, no, never wear my Snuggie. It's filthy.
Do you wear the Snuggie with clothes underneath it or naked?
Naked. Come on now. But it opens up in the back like a hospital gown.
Just filthy.
You can actually stand Brock's Snuggie up on the ground.
You don't need to hang it up. You just put it up in the corner and it stands on its own.
Gross. Oh. No wonder I've never seen it.
No. It's
with your stash.
It's in my porn stash. It's right next to my stack of Playboy magazines. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.
Rock 106.